Hey everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Podcast. We're on day 12, so I'm getting closer to 2 weeks. So this pod's going to be a little bit different. It was a tough day yesterday. For the folks that doesn't know, I live in the U.S., so, and even if you don't live in the U.S., I'm sure you heard the news because it was devastating. There was a shooting yesterday at a school. And then there was also a shooting last week. Both tragedies. And I don't really want to talk about current events. Like, I want to keep this pod uplifting and inspirational and talking about quitting weed for myself and sharing my journey and helping others that want to quit weed or just do it less and have a better relationship with weed. But the shooting last week really, really did hit me hard. I'm a parent, and I'm also a husband, something I haven't mentioned before. I've been keeping myself mostly anonymous and just talking about quitting weed and trying to help people out and giving tips and sharing stories. But little by little, I'll be telling a little bit more about myself. And, you know, being a parent and a husband, that's one of the many reasons why I want to quit weed. Just so I can be healthy, and not that I don't think that weed is bad, but I mean, and I don't smoke, and when I did smoke, I didn't smoke in front of my daughter at all, but, you know, as your daughter gets older, as your kids get older, and it's harder to sneak around and smoke in it, so it's probably a good time for me to quit now. But back to the tragedy, I mean, last week's shooting was horrific, and then yesterday's shooting just hit me really, really hard just because I have a daughter that goes to school, and that was tough. I don't have any answers for the tragedy. I don't. I'm reading and listening and learning just like everybody else out there. I don't really have much to offer. I'm praying for all the kids and their families. I've hesitated to bring this up, but I'll bring it up. I've wondered in the past if weed can actually help lessen violence. And I know this is a Quitting Weed podcast. And so it's kind of like to promote, like, trying to become a better you. So I'm not so much about, like, I want weed to everybody to quit. It's just for people that want to quit, I want them to quit. But I've always wondered, like, if weed can help lessen the violence. I mean, I know a lot about smoking weed and its effect on me. Not for others, but just on me. And it makes me calm, and which is a good thing. And it also makes me not worry, which is a good thing. But though sometimes there's some stuff that I should be worrying about. Doing a good job at work, being a good parent, husband. Sometimes weed will just, you know, if I had a bad day, I smoke weed, I'll be like, oh, okay, things are good. But I don't know if it has that same effect for others. So I can't recommend, like, you know, if more people smoke weed, there'll be less violence. I don't know if that's true. I like to think that's true, but I don't know if that's true. So, yeah, that's kind of pretty much all I have to say. This coming Friday, I'll get back to having the pod be more uplifting. I'll be also taking a take-home drug test to see if I still have THC in my system. I don't need to take a test for anything about work or some sort of application. This is just kind of testing for fun and in the name of science. I do want to bring up, there was a person that I follow on Twitter. And here, let me see if I can just look him up real quick while I'm here. You can probably hear the clicks. Who was it? Okay, his name is Geo Hermetic. That's his Twitter handle is, or no, Glow Hermetic. I'm sorry. And I follow him on Twitter. I love his Twitter feed. But he mentioned that it's been 20 plus days since he took a home drug test, and he's still not clean. So, and he has to take a test in 1 week. So he's asking for any detoxes and stuff. And my cousin, who's in med school, he recommended increase your water take and add cranberry juice and some pickle juice. No joke. That was his words. He says it's the vinegar. So I'm curious to see if he responds back. And I might even try to do the same to see, you know, maybe I'll drink some. I might have some pickle juice, but if not, I'll go get some pickles and drink some pickle juice. Or I have vinegar, so I maybe just drink vinegar by the spoon. I hear if you drink it, you know, like in a cup, it's too much and it's not good for your teeth. So go spoon, bypass the teeth, you're all good. So yeah, I might have to check that out for science. So I'm keeping the pod a little bit short. I do have a lot of work today and, you know, my mind was just all over the place, just online reading more and more about the tragedy, which is tough. So, you know, I need to get back to work and then go do some exercise and clear up my head and then spend some time with my daughter and my wife later today. So thanks, everybody. I will see you guys on Friday.